especially with his new girlfriend.
Better hope Shakira, Shakira, as it said. And Matt Barnes is fighting with his spit. We'll explain.
Also, Julia Fox gives us a tour of her very basic New York City apartment.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
And back with us, honey, is our good Judy Baby songbird and actress, Miss Tamar Braxton.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, girl.
Y'all know I love it here. I'm so happy to be back. Brat, what you got for us, girl?
Well, girl, Complex Magazine recently named 21 Savage the best rapper of 2022.
Oh.
Prompting plenty of discussion from fans on social media. Hmm. So in making the decision, the magazine cited his consistent output, improvement, and evolution of his cadence and wordplay with every verse. But fans are questioning his new title, mainly because 21 was heavily featured on Metro Boomin's album in addition to Her Loss, his joint album with Drake, and didn't release a solo project of his own in 2022 to fully earn the crown. Now, 21 even admitted that his title is misplaced. He believes the crown belongs to either Drake or J. Cole.
You know, there's a lot in that narrative that I kind of understand. Like, because 21 has improved dramatically.
Yes, absolutely.
But I can't name him the best rapper alive when you got J.I.D. out here being great, when you got Kendrick Lamar feel like you're really in an argument with your girl because you listen to him argue with his girl. Like, you know, like, but, you know, there's a lot of things that make sense. You know, talk about evolution, consistency, improvement. He is most improved.
He stepped up and now he has arrived.
Right.
So now let's just give him his flowers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
There is a rapper who hasn't gotten his flowers yet, and I would really like it if we would give them to him. Gary, I think you should have. Can you give us a little freestyle real quick? Gary with the T.
Gary with a B.
Should be the best rapper of 2023 right here.
I wrote these lyrics and I couldn't wait to share them with y'all.
Okay.
All right.
If I don't have you, no, I'm done for sure. Nobody worth fighting for. I'll tear these walls that's on my life. I'll lose my mind if I don't have you.
Is that Alicia Keys?
No, that's Tamar.
And then the melody was all wrong.
The only way that I recognize it is because I wrote the lyrics.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no way could I recognize it from what he was singing.
No way.
Well, honey, that's my
That's not
song.
A rap.
Yeah,
that's
I was waiting rap. For you to bust around.
Oh, that's not a rap?
No.
Oh.
It's a song.
Okay, sorry.
Money bag no, ladies and gentlemen. Right, moving on, it looks like Gerard Pique isn't scared of those Shakira diss tracks or the witch on her balcony.
Mm.
Yo, he's going IG official with his 23-year-old girlfriend, Clara Chia, by posting a selfie of the two cuddling and posing for the camera.
Mm.
Now, remember, Shakira claims that not only did she take her man, but her jam as well.
She's eating her jam.
Final level of disrespect. Now, you know, with all the Shakira drama that's taking place, do you think Clara asked him to do this, or he just didn't care about hiding no more because, like, the whole world talking about it?
She's 23. She being petty. I'm sorry.
Okay. You think it's her?
Absolutely, it's her.
Claim me. Put me on your timeline.
I don't know.
It's
if
her.
This guy's bold enough to cheat on Shakira and bring this girl into the house. Shakira released the whole diss track. And, like, you know what they say? Like, happiness is the best revenge, right? So what if he's just, like, happy with this young Clara here?
No, he's been quiet. We haven't seen no stuff like this. I think it's her pressuring him. I don't want to be hidden. You're hiding me.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, babe, let everything just chill out first. And she nagging him because she's 23.
Yeah.
And
dog.
She ain't dry behind the ears yet, as my grandmother would say. She's still very young and just wants to be noticed.
Yeah, eating her jam is a bitch move.
It is.
Did they ever say what flavor it was?
It don't matter. It's off limits.
It's her flavor.
Okay.
The kind she likes.
Find another flavor.
Okay, so much jelly and jam and preservatives out here. Why can't they
You gonna steal my man and my jam? we find that.
Jam?
Right.
Oh, no. Have y'all ever done that petty post, though, where you want somebody to know you're either over them or you got somebody new, and so you, like, make sure you're looking good and you get that selfie out there, like, deep, deep?
Oh, they do it all the time, child.
Yeah?
Me? What'd I do? I ain't changed, darling. Well, it got real messy at Levi's Stadium during the San Francisco 49ers and Dallas Cowboy playoff game on Sunday. Ooh, y'all. I'm juicy. This one is good. So, video obtained by TMZ Sports captured former NBA star Matt Barnes getting into it with his fiance, Anasha Sims' ex-husband.
Mm.
Yes! Mm. Child, the footage footage appears to show Matt spitting on the man before they got into a scuffle, and bystanders had to break the men up. Told you it was juicy. Now, since the incident, Matt has filed a temporary restraining order in Los Angeles County Court against the ex-husband, who he said started things before the incident escalated.
If I was a bystander and a pinch of that spit landed on me,
I get mad.
It's COVID out here. These germs are disgusting. Yeah. You don't know what other people have. You can catch something from the...
And spit stinks.
Low-key mad anytime you're, like, sitting next to somebody and you even feel the tiniest little, like, potential, like, was that?
You spit on me all the time, Tanner.
Do I?
But it's all good. We good.
Are you being serious? Tell me, bro, right now. I hope not.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's all good. What's a little spit between homies, Tanner? Yeah. We cool.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. That's the worst episode of Dish Nation ever. I'm not trying to spit on Brad. Damn. Okay, all right, y'all. We have a love-hate relationship with Julia Fox. The latest uncut jam that she's dropped for us is what she calls the very underwhelming, I'm nervous about it, a very underwhelming apartment tour. She says she believes in transparency and not just with her eyebrows. Okay, anyhow, she's keeping it real. She's shown us her small, messy abode, and she even said that she has a mouse, but he's cute, and she's not going to evict him anytime soon. I don't know that this was the smartest tour to give, guys.
Oh. Yeah. It's giving, like, that one episode of MTV Cribs with Redman on it.
Well, that was a classic.
But that was fun.
It was.
He meant for his to be like that.
Yeah. There's a part of me that really, really wants to know and kind of wishes that, like Kanye was in that room at some point. Do you think he was in there?
In the living room?
Yeah. Do you think he, like, rolled up in this, like, small, messy?
I don't think he was staying there for more than 30 seconds. You know Kanye extra, and he likes
it clean.
Sanitary, very plain.
This what made him know he ain't want to know.
Hello.
He went to this apartment.
Like, come back over to my place. And then he was
it would have changed things for me. You ever been over somebody's house and you like them and you go over their house and instantly it changes how you feel about them? That did it.
You ain't going over to get your hair braided or nothing?
I'm not going over there. Ever, never again. I'm telling you.
Well, from one odd lady to another, Diane Keaton is an iconic actress known for her bold fashion, but her love life, well, it's kind of less than iconic. Diane, who recently turned 77, y'all, was recently asked how long it had been since she had been on a date, and she said, let's say 15 years. They probably just thought enough's enough. She's too weird. I'm kind of odd, but I'm doing fine.
15 years from a date?
That's a long run. And wasn't she like in all those rom-coms back in the day? Yes. You just think those people would be relationship set for life? You know, would be sought after by all the people in Hollywood?
Okay, Gary, Tana, how long has it been? What's the longest y'all been since y'all been on a date?
Oh, some years now.
That's how many years? You were years
now. I believe, Gary.
No. I haven't been on a date, but I do have a guy to come tweak my nipples. That's a different story.
Well, mine's not nearly as exciting. It's the longest. There was a point in my time which, like, I didn't have a serious, I don't know, I don't have many serious relationships. Longest time without a date? I don't know, maybe a couple months?
Why don't you have serious relationships?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm working on it, Brett.
That's crazy to me.
I'm working on it.
I just know if Tanner come in here one day with cornrows, we know he met somebody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I come in here with bags of lemon pepper wet. I'm like, y'all aren't going to believe. Yeah. I was at Cheetah's. Love of my life.
Yeah.
Up next, honey, Doja Cat is batting her eyelashes. But, honey, ain't too sexy. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, guys, it's time for...
Cat is definitely making heads turn at Paris Fashion Week. Now, the other day we dished about her bedazzled Red Hot's inspired candy look, but Doja had everybody talking at the Victor and Rolf show because she rocked eyelashes as a mustache. Now, when asked about her last dash, Doja said, I did Schiaparelli and people were saying that I didn't have lashes and that they were disappointed that I didn't have on lashes. So, today I gave them lashes. Oh. So, I hope they're happy.
Yo, she like more Day.
It's giving the time,
Charlie Chaplin.
It's giving me a little Raul Julia when he was Gomez Adams.
Word.
Yes.
But she's so goofy. I love how she takes nothing seriously and she just has fun and lives her life.
Yeah, you know she can wear anything. You
know she almost giving that Charlie Chaplin guy,
that's
too,
what
honey.
I said. And Charlie Chaplin. Man.
You know what, but really, she look like Donald Ross' son.
No. That's not like Evan Ross.
Evan.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, you stupid.
She also looks like the kind of guy who could steal your girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like in one of those movies they used to make back in the 80s where a girl goes undercover to infiltrate the all boys club just one of the guys, part
not
two.
Not Mr. Yeah. Steal Your Girl.
Okay.
All right, well, Doja might have been serving eyelash realness, but Noah Cyrus took everyone to Neptopolis, baby.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yes, she did, y'all. Girlfriend stepped out in a whole goth look. Okay, I'm here for it. She had a long lace front wig and a black long couture gown, and she showed all her tatas, and she covered it all up with a thick black chain, okay? Mm-hmm. Imagine covering your nipples with a thick black chain.
The pain of it.
How much pressure is that? You gotta make sure that you do not move.
She looks good, though.
She looks amazing.
Amazing. She does. She looks amazing, honey.
She looks good now.
Yes,
she's
honey.
Giving me young, sexy Morticia Adams.
Hey, it's giving. Okay.
Yeah. Yo, was she always stacked like this, or did she just get like a new boob job and is showing off for the world?
Always been bad. We just haven't really been looking at her because, you know, Molly is like this big machine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But she always been a bad chick to me.
Would any of y'all, like, go goth, go real goth and use, like, a chain to cover, like, your privates?
Yeah, like I'm in the committee, so it wouldn't work. Yeah, I know.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on to Dancing Dish coming. A 27-year-old woman out of Brazil gave birth to her sixth baby, a little boy, via C-section, which is very sweet. We love this. We love that, right? Well, the mother was in for a big surprise because even though newborns normally weigh anywhere from 6 to 9 pounds, this lady gave birth to a 16-pound baby.
Nuh-uh.
Wow.
16 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pounds right there.
Can you imagine before the...
Gary!
Whoa.
Where you get a baby from? Gary.
This is little Leroy.
And then you named him Leroy.
Yes, that is such a good.
How many pounds is he? Yeah.
He weighed 20.
20 pounds?
Wow. Yeah, but y'all ever seen a pregnant woman who looked like she got a 16-pound baby, though?
Yeah, no.
Yes, y'all.
I mean, I've seen
people
it.
People be
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
That baby already got a taste for milkshakes.
That baby wanted McDonald's.
That's a little wrestler, man. He's a big
Where my nuggets
wrestler.
At?
Well, speaking of babies, Jesse James Decker said her husband refuses to get that thing snipped. Hmm. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So after bringing in three beautiful kids in the world, Jesse James Decker and her husband, Eric Decker, are done with having babies.
Okay.
Yes. However, Jesse claims when she asks Eric to get a little snip-snip to be sure they ain't having no more kids, he refused. He said, he told her, it takes away his manhood.
Typical
so
man.
So after begging him to do it, he said, I'm a little nervous about it. I mean, it's a little power being taken. And that's just how I feel. So obviously, he's not doing it. So what do y'all think of this? Like, is Eric wrong for not getting a little snip snip?
His body, his choice.
What?
Oh. Mic drop. Oh.
The fight is on. The fight is on.
So what are they gonna do?
No, he married her. Like, come on, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Somebody got to do it.
Hopefully, he's the only one that she's the only one he's boinking or whatever.
Okay.
So why does it matter? As long as their sex is still good, who are we trying to go out there and do it to?
Hello.
It's not disappearing. He'll still have his part, right?
He'll have his part.
It'll work.
Yeah, yeah, he still has his part, yeah.
But she don't want the mistake to happen and her to get pregnant and have to go through that.
Yeah.
So is he selfish or is she selfish?
Really? To me, he's stupid. Hell, I would go ahead and do it. Then he can screw every damn thing he wants because ain't nobody going to get pregnant.
Oh, my God.
So. See, Gary, that's another way of thinking about it.
There's another
starter pistol. You know?
Something tells me he's going to wind up getting it done because, like, if she pushes the issue, she's in the control of the supply.
Hello.
Hello,
you won't get now.
So funny games. He come out here with his voice high.
I had the procedure. It was all right.
What?
Well, moving on. Normally, most actors are very shy when it comes to friends and family watching their performances during sex scenes. Well, fortunately for actor Charlie Hall, who happens to be the son of actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, yo, he had nothing to be shy about when it came to getting it on screen, because it's safe to say, Mom Julia approves. Now, check out what she had to say about his sexual acting and scenes from his role in The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Do you watch the show in fear that you might see something you haven't seen for a while?
I mean, I did watch the show, and I think he was, you know, really great. I mean, he was adorable. He was a girl in the library. Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom thinks he's dynamite.
Okay.
That's support right there.
Yeah.
She's proud of him.
Hello. That's her baby.
That. Right.
Yeah, but do you want your parents to see your sex scene?
I mean, it's their job. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been in the game so long, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like it's real.
She understands.
Yeah, but still, well, it's close to real, honey. I would not want my mom all day to see me in the huckabuck. No.
No.
I mean, but think about it like this. You know, you don't want people to see you, like, doing anything nasty, like, on big screens. But just think about all of your deceased loved ones that have gone on to glory. They're seeing everything at all times.
And
you
is.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
and is.
So I feel like you've
I always feel like...
Both Jesus and Santa Claus have seen every dirty thing you've done.
Okay.
That's your great-great-grandmother, like, again?
In my day, that position was illegal.
Man.
All right, well, up next, find out who was crowned the most handsome man in the world.
I was robbed.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Reggae John Page, a.k.a. the Duke of Hastings from Bridgerton, just received a new title. He's been crowned the most handsome man in the world, with Head Crack and myself following in second and third place, obviously.
Child, please.
Obviously.
Okay. Now, Gary, don't hate.
Reggae was found to be 93.6% accurate to the Greek golden ratio of beauty, phi, which measures physical perfection. Chris Hemsworth came in second place, Michael B. Jordan in third, Harry Styles in fourth, and The Rock was on the list at number 10. What y'all think about this?
For me, like, he cute, but it's not giving that. Mm. Like, maybe late night couple drinks, maybe.
Sure,
but...
Yeah. He's two martinis.
He's all right.
Because who want a cute man? You like cute men?
I absolutely do.
Really?
What?
You like ugly boogaloo?
Yes, ma'am. Because I don't want you to stay in the mirror longer than me.
I mean, so, yeah, when are they going to drop the stats on, like, the most beautiful women in the world? Because there's a lot of them out there.
Yes,
okay, so who would have number one, Craig?
I got to put it in random order because, like, it just depends on the day you ask
okay.
me. But certain people who would definitely show up. Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
Regina Hall.
Yeah.
Also, how old is Billie Eilish?
It's old enough.
It's okay.
I'd add Ana de Armas. To the list?
Yeah, she's dope.
She definitely belongs on the list. Margot Robbie has a very symmetrical face. I think, obviously, Brad and Tamar are on the list, without a doubt.
You don't have to say that just because of
me. Don't worry about me.
You know, you could have been a little bit more convincing and named me first. Thanks.
Honorable mentions.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.